This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Deaths and hospitalizations continue to climb in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta as COVID-19 cases surge in the region and across the state. The eighth person in the region died from complications with COVID-19 on Saturday. The individual was an elder in their 80s, according to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. Also on Saturday, YKHC admitted the 16th and 17th patients into the Bethel Hospital due to COVID-19. The YK Delta has the highest case rate in the state, with 141 cases per 100,000 people, according to state data. The next highest case rate is in Anchorage. On Saturday, more cases were reported in Alaska than on any previous day during the pandemic, at 742 cases. On Sunday, the state reported the second highest number of cases. Alaska Public Media reports that state epidemiologist warned true case counts could be 25% to 50% higher because of backlogged case reports. Virus transmission rates are at an all-time high across the state, and testing is not keeping up with transmissions. That means there are many people who have the virus who have not tested positive for it and are able to pass it on to others. For the sixth week in a row, more cases were reported in Alaskans than any previous week, and every region has entered high-risk status. YKHC encourages everyone to get tested for the virus. Anyone can receive a free test without an appointment in the Bethel drive-through testing site Monday through Friday from 2 to 5 p.m. Testing also continues by appointment. To schedule an appointment in Bethel, call 543-6949. Outside Bethel, call your local village clinic. Nine communities in the region have confirmed community spread of COVID-19. Akiak is the latest community where YKHC has announced community spread of the virus. Numerous recent cases there could not be linked to travel, which means the virus is spreading from person to person within the village. Akiak Native Community President Mike Williams Sr. said the village locked down earlier last week. He says every village in the region should lock down now that most communities have cases of the virus. On Thursday, YKHC announced community spread was occurring in Gweethluk and Scammon Bay. Community spread is also occurring in Bethel, Chivac, Quinnahock, Nabuskiak, and Tuksuk Bay. ONC has passed a resolution urging its tribal members in Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta to shelter in place for at least 2 weeks. The action follows the City of Bethel's resolution passed last month asking people to hunker down. ONC's resolution states that sheltering in place means staying home, limiting exposure while shopping, and avoiding any gatherings. Lastly, in our daily COVID count, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 168 new cases of COVID-19 over the weekend. In alphabetical order by community, there were 20 cases in Akiak, 67 in Bethel, 2 in Chivac, 1 in Hooper Bay, 2 in Congegenac, 32 in Gweethluk, 31 in Nabuskiak, 4 in Quinnahock, 4 in Scammon Bay, 2 in Tuksuk Bay, 2 in Tuluksak, and 1 in an unnamed village. There are currently 385 active cases in the region. Since March, YKHC has announced 1,481 cases in the region, 17 hospitalizations, and 8 deaths. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdoon coming up.